Hello, everyone. Today's passage comes from Luke chapter 16. Again, that's Luke chapter 16, and I'll read that for us. He also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'How much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day, and at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us.' And he said, 'Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them.' And he said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.' He said to him, 'If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead.'" Amen. For the past few chapters, we've seen Jesus teaching people around him through parables, and he's continuing to do that, to teach in parables in today's chapter. And the parable I'll be focusing on for today's devotional is the parable of the dishonest manager, which is in verses 1 to 13. And in this parable, there's a manager who is about to be stripped of his job because he had been dishonest. And the way that he responds is interesting, and it's actually something that Jesus commends. Let me just reread again for us from the start of the parable in verse 1. There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, "What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager." And the manager said to himself, "What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do, so that when I'm removed from management, people may receive me into their houses." So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, "How much do you owe my master?" He said, 100 measures of oil." He said to him, "Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, "How much do you owe?" He said, 100 measures of wheat." He said to him, "Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. So the rich man in this parable, and also Jesus, they're commending this dishonest manager for how he reacted to the situation. Let me just be clear on one thing. Jesus is not, again, he is not commending the manager for his dishonesty. This is clear in the parable because the manager's dishonesty is what's getting him fired in the first place. And it's also clear in the way that Jesus responds to this parable in verse 10, where he says that those who are dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. So Jesus is not commending dishonesty. So what is he commending about this manager? Verse 8, it says, the master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. This manager, when he's presented with the news that he's about to lose his position, he doesn't just sit idly by and wait for things to happen. Instead, he is always thinking and planning for what's to come, and he's always one step ahead. We see this in verses 3 and 4, where the manager starts talking to himself about what next steps he should take to make the best of the situation. And what does Jesus have to say about this type of shrewdness? Verse 8, he says, "For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light." Jesus is saying that even people of the world are more prepared, they're planning and ready for the things that they deem are important, than the people of God are. As people of God, we know that things like money, though important to steward well, they're ultimately empty and fleeting. And as people of God, we also know that we've been entrusted with riches that are far more valuable than money. And though not explicitly stated in this passage, this riches that are far more valuable is the gospel, the good news of salvation. If people of the world are shrewd enough to care and plan for earthly riches, how much more should we be shrewd with spiritual, eternal riches? Verse 11 says this, "If then you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches?" The gospel is the single greatest treasure we could ever receive. And by the grace of God, we have it. And receiving Jesus into our lives is so, so good. And now he's calling us to be shrewd with our treasure, to not laze around with it or to diminish its value by being careless with it, but instead to steward it well and effectively by being like the manager who planned and prepared every next step. Maybe for some of us, it will mean to steward our finances well for the glory of God, to think and to plan ahead so that we can use our finances the way that God desires us to. Maybe for others of us, it's to manage our time well, to be prepared for what God might call us to do throughout the day. God might be calling us to various things, but Whatever those things may be, let's be ready and be prepared for what's to come. Let's ask God for godly shrewdness. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this reminder today to be faithful with what you have entrusted to us. You've entrusted us with many things, our time, our resources, our testimonies, the gospel of your Son. And God, we want to be faithful with these gifts. These belong to you, and we want to be good stewards by being shrewd with them, to prepare well with diligence and excellence, so that you might be glorified. Lord, forgive us for the many times we might not have been faithful stewards. And God, we just ask that you help us to keep running this race. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.